When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You and Lindsay were dating when the show ended.
Yeah.
Did that in the moment feel like it was gonna be you two together from that moment? No. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Visit betterhelp.com/Padilla because sometimes existing is exhausting. And if you want to watch this episode completely ad-free, completely uncensored, click the join button down below to become a member just like all these amazing people. Anyway. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hello, Devin.
Hi.
Hello. Hello, Lindsay.
Hi, Anthony.
Hi. You're sitting here because you were on one of the most successful Nickelodeon shows 16 years ago? Was that 16 years ago?
What year is it? It's almost 20 years ago.
23. Oh, when you started 20.
It premiered in 2004.
Why do you think the show resonated so much with people? Because it sounds like the way that resonated with people is, in a sense, the way that it resonated with you.
Yeah. It's because Scott Fellows, the man who created our show, is an incredible human being. And he set out to make a show that was not only funny for both the kids who were going to watch, but also the adults who he knew would be watching with them. And his wife, Michelle Fellows, also produced. So it's like this family thing. His kids are on set. And he just created this environment that was incredible. And then I'm... I was gonna say, Lindsay. Lindsay would probably talk some shit. But like, I was the lead of the show, and I'm not diva-y. Like, we were there to have a good time. So like, our show just had this environment.
But
that
you were
was
Ned.
So
you
positive.
Were the star.
Damn
it's,
right,
it's
I was.
It's named
Ned.
After you. Your character.
You're damn right.
He really had a goal to speak to kids, you know, in a way that was not, you know, pretentious or speaking down to them, and really show them that, hey, we understand that you are going through struggles that your parents might not even value, but we're going to talk to you as if your problems matter. And we're gonna have this little kid, Ned Bigby, look directly into the camera and address you, you know? So I think people felt like there was an actual connection being made.
Well, all I know is that I had the most fun of my life. It was the most pure acting experience that I've ever had. I felt cared for and supported. And if it could have been that good for me, I can't imagine what like that output was able to, what that was able to create for me to put out, you know?
As a viewer, you pick up on what the person that you're watching is feeling, right?
Yes, yes. And that good feeling just never stopped. That's the thing. Like, I mean, it was that energy throughout. There was never a big falling out with the cast. There was never drama on the crew. We were just a good fit of people. As an adult who can remain playful and then put all that you've learned and all of this cleverness sort of into a kid show, right? But you maintain and live that playfulness your whole life.
Yeah.
That's what he was, you know? And so that's what spilled over into the show. It was never too serious. It was never about anything other than the fun.
So you were cast with these other two leading roles played by Devin and Lindsay.
Yeah.
And you connected with them. Even though it was an arranged friendship.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You did not get to choose your friends in that moment.
Not in that moment.
You became friends with them.
Yeah, man. Like, when things are arranged, you think about arranged marriages. You just, you're like, okay, something's like, bound to go wrong.
It's gonna be unhappy and someone's gonna hate it.
But for us, we meshed. What I think really made it work is that the show was like a super slapstick show, right?
Yeah.
You're gonna have to throw yourself out there and make a fool of yourself. And you need three people who are okay with doing that. You know, not wear our emotions on our sleeves of, oh, I look stupid. It's like, oh, he went out there looking crazy as hell. Let me run out there and do the same thing, even do it bigger. And so it's like this tit for tat, like kind of challenge of continue, express yourselves in the fullest with no type of judgment ever. So I feel like we got to be very vulnerable in that sense around each other, and that's why we have this kind of bond, you know?
Do people scream Ned at you on the street?
It happens. It's been a journey with it, man. Like, like, what a blessing to book it. It was one of my first, like, pilot seasons in LA, title character on a great show with a great message, right? Like, incredible time. But it's been a journey with it still being the biggest thing that people know me from. I've tried to move on, but the world won't let me.
So you just had to accept it?
Kind of. Yeah, man. Like, the universe won't let me, and I've gone in and out of phases of being like, nah, I'm like moving on from that.
You're like, I'm Devin?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the good news is Ned's was so positive, and it's like in people's hearts and souls. So I've never been like a dick about it, because the only thing I receive from people is love about it. It's like, you were my childhood. So all I get back to me is love, but in my own pursuits, you think I only want to be known for the thing I did 20 years ago? Like, you think as an artist, like, I'm stoked that everyone knows me from this one thing?
Yeah. No, no. That's never happened to me either.
You get it. There's identity issues.
I do get it. In my
most, solitude moments, I'm like, will I only be Ned forever?
I feel like coming around to embrace it and love that part of my past, though, has allowed me to grow in a strange way, like accepting and even, you know, just appreciating everything that my past was for what it was, and the way that, you know, creating Smosh impacted so many people in such a positive way. I've never heard anything but positive ways that it's impacted people. It's like, I can't deny that it was such an important part of so many people's lives and my own.
Absolutely. For a long time, Ned's was so great. It was such a positive experience, but it also felt like really far away. It felt like way in the past, and it felt like all the success and magic was back there too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to forge ahead and find this new level of success and magic, but I kind of wasn't.
You mentioned that you were trying to distance yourself from Cookie for a while.
Oh yeah, just the kind of nerdy character, yeah. Didn't want to be like typecast. Also just humor. Like, you know, sometimes adults, we're talking about that childlike wonder. We're like, oh, I'm an adult now, so what are the things about myself that I have to crush and quell in order to, you know, continue to be big old bad adult man with a beard?
Yeah.
You know,
the bearded man mentality gets you every time.
Every time, man.
So I had to check myself and say, hey, dude, you love humor. You like life. There are rough aspects of it, but life is good, and it's okay to embrace the goodness in life and take things lightly, be lighthearted about things, and you don't lose anything about your, you know, your maturity just because you are choosing to use fun, excitement, and joy as a tool to your own well-being.
You and Lindsay were dating when the show ended.
Yeah.
So did that in the moment feel like it was gonna be you two together from that moment forward?
No. Like, no, because—
Wait, how old were you at the time?
I was 15. Okay. So no, because I'm not a fucking idiot.
You're 15, okay.
Like, she was my first love, and I think she would say the same. Like, it was a really big love. It was a really big relationship in my life. 3 years on the show, Ned and Moe's, the characters, are best friends. And by the end of the show, the story plot starts being that they're, like, looking at each other, and they start liking each other. And it literally happened. It happened so organically.
Did it sync up, the writing?
Like, literally. Like, literally.
Were you influenced by the writing, or is the writing influenced by you?
Hey, man.
Or is it synchronicity,
hey,
man?
Hey, brother. Chicken or the egg, brother. So, yeah, when the show ended, we dated for, like, almost a year after the show ended.
Mm-hmm.
And then both our hearts were broken.
Both of them?
Yep.
At once?
Yep.
At one single moment?
Over time, just we broke both our hearts, and then we didn't see each other for like a long, long time. And like, Daniel and I stayed friends for a while after the show. I mean, beyond just Lindsay and Daniel, the entire cast, we were homies while the show was filming. And I'm still close with a lot of them, but for sure, after the show ended, there was times where we stayed close, but without that organizing principle, you know, Yeah. And especially at that age, like 15, 16, 17, 18, like life just starts shifting for everybody. And some people went to college and just, you know, geography started to change. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was a fucking journey, man.
What do you think it was that brought you guys back together? And why do you think that you welcomed it? Because there's so many times that I felt like I need to distance myself from my past. My past is something, like, I'm a different person now. I'm trying to grow. I'm not trying to stay stagnant and, yeah, you know, revisiting and building something up from my past. At many yeah times to me felt like that would be a step backwards.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I've always had love in my heart for Dev and Lindsay just throughout whatever. We did take a break where we weren't seeing each other so much. More so Lindsay and I, because Devin and I, we did a lot of partying together, like even in my like Zeke and Luther days. So we always found time to interact, and Devin and Lindsay had like kind of like a little breakup or whatever. So
or whatever.
It wasn't like I had to pick sides. It was just like Dev was like my boy. We just always kind of just meshed a whole lot more and had more things to relate on. But yeah, we all kind of took a break. So I hadn't seen Devin for like a couple years. It would just be like a high and by here and there, like in LA or something like that. But the love was always there. I feel like we had to go and, you know, explore things outside of Ned's Declassified, outside of being tied at the hip to these two figures. As much fun as it was being together, in life you will have to grow apart from things. And if it's right and if the universe wills it, you will find yourself coming back.
So what was it about the 16 years? Were you able to identify anything? Were there any big things that happened to you during that time that helped you grow and become who you are?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. So let's say we all went on paths, right?
Okay.
And here's the fork in the road.
Okay.
Okay. And I just went boop.
You went opposite direction?
Oh gosh. Yeah.
Where did you go?
I went into deep addiction and depression and, you know, victim and drugs and alcohol. And I was still working. Like, I thought I was still living. I thought that because I was working, it kind of like rubber stamped what I was doing. And yeah, I just kind of dragged myself through hell. And what is really strange about that is that they kind of chose different paths, you know, what people would call better, the right path, or the path that wasn't so harmful. And it's strange because we come out and we kind of have the same bevy of knowledge.
You went through that period of escaping emotions, of feeling like the emotions weren't things that could be looked at. They should be covered up more. Those walls blocking them off should become thicker and thicker. You should distance yourself from them. And from the outside perspective, you were being successful. You were being an actor. You were doing all the things that from the outside and maybe even on the inside, you felt like you should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole time you were escaping something?
Just running at full speed, man. And really making a spectacle of myself while I did it. There was a lot of shame tied up in that. And what I realized is I was equating humility with humiliation, you know? And there was just this horrible anger that I could not let go of. And it brought so much shame, which like I loved living in, you know what I mean? And just getting sober and like, you know, and I've been sober for like a year and 10 months now. And just that whole 5 years of journey, like up until then, I just kept learning things on and off.
What did you learn about yourself?
I learned that I wasn't so bad.
Just as you?
Yeah, I really wasn't so bad. And I had this ability to choose a different narrative, that I had more autonomy than I was giving myself, that I had choices that could really affect my future, and that I didn't need to be a people pleaser, and that I was actually choosing going back to California instead of just being put there as a kid.
I mean, everything in your life leading up to a certain point were things that were chosen for you.
Mm-hmm.
You were cast in this thing, you were put placed with friends, your schedule was decided upon.
Yeah.
Everything was decided upon, and it was decided on by people making the decision to show you that your value was there in these things that
mm-hmm
they saw.
Mm-hmm.
So when you didn't mm-hmm have someone from the outside saying, you have value here, you have value here, do you feel like that's when you started to kind of have that identity crisis?
Oh my gosh, yes. That was the problem. Like, that's where I was getting my worth, but I couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't do it anymore, man.
What do you think the biggest thing was that you learned in your time away from Ned's Declassified and, you know, coming back together as a friend group? Was there any big life lesson or anything that you think helped make that friendship feel so much stronger now?
We all became who we needed to, while still keeping our inner child alive. And that's important as we grow up, you know? Like, there's a part of us that stays that innocent kid who was just passionate about things and just open to things. Each of us is bringing things to the table for this. Each of us is bringing all these years of experience that we had without each other. 30s can be scary for some people, I think. Like, oh man, I'm getting fucking old. But now I'm like, oh no, it's growing up is cool, man, because I have more wisdom. That's why we need, you know, a Ned's Declassified Adulthood Survival Guide.
That's true. A lot of people would learn a lot of things. This is just one little tiny snippet of what you would get when.
But instead of that, we're doing a seminar. Sign
when
up now.
When you pay $39.99 to go to my seminar, I will be doing a tour around the world. Virtually.
Virtually around the world.
On Zoom.
On Zoom, yeah. Because I'm not leaving.
No, right? No, but I'm still going to get $30 per person. It's going to be at least 1,000 people per seminar.
Oh, of course. And that's why you have to have the ups and the downs. And none of us survive this life without some grief, without some trauma. None of us are going to get through it without those times. You have to feel them too.
That's a good tagline for Ned's Adult Declassified.
Is trauma?
Yeah.
Come, get traumatized with us.
I think you said
only on Paramount Plus.
You said you don't survive.
Oh, you don't survive.
You did throw a survive in there.
I did. You don't survive without it. No,
yes,
it's true.
Yes.
2021, I got the gang together to pitch a reboot. There were problems I was trying to solve in my life.
Like what?
Where's my fucking career? Why do I have no money? But why does an entire generation of people know me? Fuck it, let's make a reboot.
Right, you could combine all of those things.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It literally was the solution to all my problems. After wanting to not be Ned for the rest of my life, it actually started to come back around of like, well, maybe I do embrace this thing. Mm-hmm. Because it's beautiful and we can make a show about adults, about your 20s. We could talk to the same audience about surviving your 20s, which is like a rough time. Lots to talk about.
Yeah. Well, as a kid, you think that the rough times are in your teen years, and then you got to figure it out once you're 18. Like,
foolish.
Your life is figured out for you. You go to college.
Yeah, and then
you get
the
job,
adult.
And you get married, and you have kids, and then you die.
Turns out all those kid problems, foolish. They're kid problems.
Looking back on it now, you think those are simple.
Simple. Life got so much more complicated. But yeah, so the Ned's reboot was like the solution, I guess. And we pitched it in the summer of 2021. And the studio said, great idea. No.
Once Devin and I got together to write a reboot, that's initially what we did. We got together to write a reboot.
You were gonna be writers on that.
We wrote a script that we ended up filming. I used some of my team to shoot like a pilot-esque type thing. But it was great just working with him again. I was like, yo, the chemistry we have is something special. There are a lot of people out there. There's a vast portion of the population that wants to see us interacting. It feels good on the screen and even off the screen, bro. Like, whatever you wanna do, dog, let's do it. So, you know, I was just open to continuing to create with someone who I felt I built my knack for humor with, my specific kind of corner of the comedic world I built with Devin Werkheiser and Lindsay Shaw. And so my interpretation of the world is like, it's in line with these guys. So I'm just okay with creating because I feel like it is something that will be successful just because it feels right.
So even though you're going back and revisiting your roots, it is still a step forward in your journey.
Yes. I don't think there's ever anything wrong with acknowledging your strengths or even your angles. So we have this huge fan base for this show that enjoys our chemistry. Why not utilize them? There is the idea that, oh, this is going backwards. If I'm looking at these endeavors as solely work-related or career-related, but it's like, no, this is just kind of life and it's the universe. I'm gonna let the universe talk to me, you know, and let's see this thing on through. If we wanna revisit this stuff, let's do it and let's try to amplify our impact.
Did you feel something drawing you to reconnect with Devin and Daniel? Did you feel something bringing you back?
Definitely. So they were in my orbit. I hit Devin up right when I got back out here and we hung out a little bit. Then I went on Christy's podcast and she kind of mentioned this idea to us. And it just, just like the first time with the show, it kind of just went zoop. We were all down for it. We were all in the right energy, headspace. We wanted it. And so, yeah, there was definitely a magnetic thing pulling us together. Like, I felt like the universe gave me a chance to be like, hey, Dev, hey, Daniel, and now come back, you know what I mean? And have my moment with each of them to, like, check back in after this 16 years. And then I feel like I got to, like, I don't know, get on my feet with Daniel and see Dev and then have this opportunity come back and not feel so, like, when I thought of them before, I would look them up when I was in Arizona, you know what I mean? And I was just like, God, they did it right. And I did this. And they're still friends, and God, like, it was awful. And then reconnecting with them, and they embraced me. There was no shame there. Like, they didn't see me as anything other than this, like, person that they loved, you know? And that they had shared this time and experience with. And I myself was finally able to, like, move past that shame and feel like I was equal with them again and feel like not so terrible for my choices.
What do you think that they bring that's unique to the table?
Dev brings this dedication and curiosity, and I see him as somebody who is very consistent, that he always puts this work ethic, this incredible work ethic to at the forefront of what he does. And then Daniel brings the swag. No, Daniel brings this maturity, this detachment that isn't harsh. He's just detached in this way that is, it's not so serious. You know what I mean? He's not that serious, and not in a bad way. He's just detached from the problem and trying, he's so solution oriented. And that's what I love about Daniel. He's super solution oriented. He's fun and jovial to be around, and he notices things.
Dev, for sure. Let's start with him.
Okay.
First off, just great humor. The guy knows how to break the ice on any topic. There's nothing that's gonna be too tense with Devin. And also, he is determined. He will kick down a door. If he says, hey, this is the objective that we've set, He's going to run through that gate or whatever is the object in front and say, hey, we said we're going to do this. We have to have integrity and follow through. So he's a guy with huge follow through. Lindsay is like this, not even wild card. She's a big energy that, that I don't know, you just love to have around, first off, because for the fans, I think she just has this unique humor and way to put things that just, I don't know, it's exciting and at the same time, enlightening.
Question.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI. It's possible because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Did you know that hydrating is super important, even if you're not running a marathon? That's right. New studies have actually concluded that water is good for everyone, not just athletes. I know, I was shocked as well. Now, this might come as even more of a surprise, but I am not a high performance athlete. I know. Despite this incredible physique, I'm just a regular guy who puts on his pants
and rings one finger / one leg at a time. Thankfully, Liquid IV does not discriminate and provides me with quick hydration for the common man or woman or anyone in between. Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America, and now it's completely sugar-free. And yes, it still does hydrate 2 times faster than water alone, which is pretty incredible. Real people, real flavor, real hydrating, now sugar-free. Grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier Sugar-Free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code Padilla at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you use promo code Padilla at liquidiv.com. Now back to the world of Meds Declassified.
I'd love to know, as a group, you know, what do you guys think this whole journey says about friendship? You guys worked hard on something. In your childhood, you were children. You didn't even choose to be in the same room with each other. Mm-hmm. You were just there. You bonded over something similar. And then 16 years, you guys are apart. You come back together. What do you think that says about your guys', your dynamic and your friendship?
It reminds me how much it meant, like how much not just Ned's meant to me and that time, but that it was with you guys. Mm. Like, mm-hmm. I think that was kind of lost over time, that Ned's was kind of this just big, general, great time, great memory. It became this big thing, mm-hmm. but it was great because, I mean, it was us spending all that time together in the schoolroom on set. Like, it was us having this experience together. And you guys, especially since, are the only people who understand this part of my life. Mm-hmm. And so coming back together, it's just been that beautiful reminder of, like, oh, Ned's wasn't just great generally, and because of Scott Fellows, it's great because I love these people, and we created that great experience together. Mm. Mm.
I think for me, I think it's, so we started in this super childlike and innocent place, right? And I think we were all actors there, like, for the right reasons, and you know what I mean, not kids being forced there, but yeah. It was this innocent, playful, heartfelt thing, right? We were so vulnerable, so silly, didn't worry about what we looked like. Mm-hmm. And then we, like, even if we didn't maintain it throughout that 16 years, it was like this, at least for me, it was this dormant seed that, like, has now sprouted again. Mm-hmm. And to still, like, be able to reach that resonance frequency, like, feeling inside is really special. And so I think true friendship will always have that little nugget there. And for wherever friends grow apart, there's always that ability to come back together, forgive each other, or, you know, just accept each other for where you're at, embrace each other. And still with that little childlike spirit, it's really special to maintain.
Friendship is a wonderful thing. It's hard to follow this up, guys.
That's the tagline. I'm just gonna cut
there. Friendship is a wonderful thing, guys. That's all I got to say about these dudes. But having shared goals with people who you feel like amplify your energy is a really beautiful thing, and it can create amazing outcomes that benefit you personally and also other people. So you can have a great impact when you do find a solid circle of people to share goals with and operate at the optimal human level to reach those goals. So it's been great being vulnerable with these guys as kids, and then even now in seeking ways to be fulfilled. There's a certain vulnerability there, but having the right people around, you can see it through.
Mm-hmm. And you're not just reconnecting, you are making connections that you didn't have before.
Yes.
We weren't maybe in a place to really generate those connections. So
yeah.
It's been beautiful.
Yeah. I think it's beautiful that our life experience has clarified the reflection of each other a little bit. It's really interesting to know that, like, we went through those times and, like, somehow that made us more understanding of each other. It's very human, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. I kind of forgot, because, like, I was so close with both of you, I kind of forgot, like on Ned's, like, yeah, you guys were close, but, like,
no, you were
there. I was close with both of you.
Daniel was,
you guys,
like,
were,
yep,
a little,
oh, yep. Yep. always not even wanting to touch her.
I was going to say, Daniel also used to hug, like oh, yeah, he'd hug Lindsay, like, go. Oh, yeah, it was one arm.
It was one arm.
Yeah. Like, okay, Lynn.
He's a respectful young man.
Yeah, I like forgot that was there for you guys. So I love that you guys, I love that you straight up protect him when he doesn't even need it.
No.
That mirror metaphor you just used, I think that's so great, because you guys do, it's like looking into a mirror from my youth, though, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So mm-hmm. it's great seeing mm-hmm. these guys around me.
Yeah. As we're traversing
the world. And I just have to, like, I really just have to go with, like, my friend is always like, who just texted you or whatever. It's like when I'm in conversation with the boys or like when there's something, this smile comes on my face and it's there, man. It's just there. It brings a real joy. When I'm editing these videos that I've been around and we've done and I'm just watching, I'm just like, these precious boys, you know? And it's just, it's one of the most high-vibing places in my life. Like, I'm just so grateful. It's like a great lifeline to things that we want to become.
First, I want to talk about time, okay?
Okay, so we're going to get really philosophical, deep.
Yeah, you got the mushrooms back there or what?
I've already had a few.
My man,
yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, okay.
In my breakfast burrito.
Nice, we're on the same
page.
This
is Los Angeles. Mm. I don't start my day without some mushrooms. No.
I got to get on a higher level.
No,
I got to become my higher self.
That's right. Which can only be achieved through substances.
Drugs does the body good.
Oh, this is
God. I hope the kids are not watching this one.
This is not what I thought we'd do.